hi, everyone. Good afternoon.
Now, Shelley, your article that you've written has actually made mention to creative classes providing a less stressful experience for Year 12 students who are undertaking their HSC and their subsequent ATAR. Now, I myself was one of those students who undertook creative subjects. How does this actually assist students in relieving and reducing their stress?
Okay, well, I think what I would say is that having creative subjects in the mix of the Year 11 and 12 portfolio of subjects, I think it creates a nice balance. You know, and many of the other subjects require absorbing knowledge and regurgitating them in tests, right? Mm. So that means that, you know, there's a lot of training in Year 11 and 12 and how to take exams and how to be fast and efficient at sitting tests. And they can get sort of quite stressful. And while art subjects have their exams and assessment items, they usually have some internal assessment component. And I think probably more importantly is that they allow, that the subjects themselves allow students to really choose their passion areas, you know, whether they choose media or visual art or dance or whatever. So I'm not really saying that creative subjects in senior school don't come with their own stresses, because they do. You know, preparing for those assessment submission dates can be stressful and actually require some students to pull all-nighters to get the work in on time. Mm. But there's a kind of, you know, there's a creative process here which I think alleviates some of the stresses and brings enjoyment. And I think even though, I mean, I'm an artist myself, and I'm finding, you know, I find that those pressures aren't, they're a different kind of stress, because they're kind of, you get into this flow state of really creating a lot of work, you know, if you do, say, pull an all-nighter. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. And I think that my advice and the advice of students I've spoken to is actually to follow the rubric criteria really clearly. And because there can be another aspect of stress, I guess, for creative subjects can be that the assessment tasks are a bit kind of vague, and there's that fear that their work might be assessed in quite a subjective way. But I think if you really follow the rubric criteria, then that can make it a much less stressful experience if you're taking the arts.
Definitely.
Does that answer your question?
Oh, most definitely, Shelley.
Oh, good.
And I love that you've kind of brought light to the fact that there, it does carry its own stress, but there is this personal investment in the creative process, which offers a lot of enjoyment at the same time, rather than that kind of regimented educational regime of learning and rote learning and then regurgitating that information, as you said. Now, do you find that most students who undertake creative classes during their senior studies will actually continue them into the tertiary education?
Not most, but obviously some do study creative arts at tertiary level, but also many take creative arts electives as part of their degrees. You know, those who choose drama in secondary school or as electives definitely bring those skills to their studies and future lives and careers. Mm. And, you know, there's a lot of skills and dispositions gained through, say, drama and dance and media, you know, teamwork, understanding others, confidence, you know, presentation skills. So I think that, I think there's a real mix, and I also sort of think that, you know, you're gaining a lot of knowledge and understanding the arts and culture that help make you a fully rounded human. I mean, the famous film series How Art Made the World shows the importance of art in our lives. You know, right back to ancient times, that there are fundamental modes of communication, expression and well-being. So I think that they're carried through into future careers and tertiary studies in really different ways.
Definitely. And now that we're kind of in the midst of this COVID-19 climate where we're locked down and unable to collaborate with each other face-to-face, do you think that this kind of shift to the online world has had an impact on the delivery of creative classes?
I absolutely do. So I'm in quite a few different groups, Facebook groups and support groups, so on, with different teachers around the country. So there's been a lot of online support groups of teachers in Year 11 and 12 and arts teachers. So they've been sharing resources and approaches to find the best ways to teach students under these circumstances. So, you know, if you're a student currently doing year 11 and 12 in any of the arts, you'll be probably, well, if you're in Sydney, New South Wales, Melbourne, ACT, you're probably currently at home working on these projects and just managing as best you can. There's probably a lot of material left in school that you can't access, and of course the fabulous spaces that schools offer. So, you know, that is a struggle. And of course all the arts, I think, struggle with that shift to the online mode, because you really do need those embodied experiences and the materials and techniques, you know, that the school offers. But I think teachers have done an amazing job adapting. I also just kept up recently with, I mean, you know, here in Victoria where I am, James Merlino's actually pulled the date forward, which for the submissions for year 12. And I'm hearing that art teachers have a bit of a problem with that, because that seems to be kind of not recognising the creative process, which is such a big part of these subjects. You know, it's kind of about getting that end result in. And I hear that the New South Wales Education Minister, Sarah Mitchell, is going, I think she's introducing a more internally assessed mode to help the students and teachers out in these situations. Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think there's been these sort of adjustments made to help the situation out, but yeah, it's not ideal for the art subjects at all.
Yeah, and so you did mention earlier just your advice to Year 12 students would be to follow the rubric quite closely. Just to wrap up, what would your last piece of advice be to Year 12 students who are currently undertaking creative subjects during this difficult climate?
Well, I think just hang in there. I'd probably use all the online resources you can get your hands on. I mean, a lot of, you know, galleries and, you know, the sort of state theatre companies and that sort of thing, they're very sort of pirouetted to, you know, bring in online resources. You know, your teachers will be able to direct you to those resources. So, for instance, you know, if you've got to, you know, part of your visual arts or studio arts subjects might require you to be in galleries reviewing art exhibitions, but you can sort of do that on the online exhibitions that the galleries are offering. So just look for all those opportunities that the arts institutions are offering, and I guess, yeah, just hang in there. And I suppose use it as an opportunity for, you know, expressing this tricky time too, because that's what art's for at the end of the day. It's about expressing, you know, your anxieties or any issues you have.
Fantastic pieces of advice there, Shelley. That was Senior Lecturer Shelley Hannigan at Deakin University, shedding some light for all those students who are currently considering selecting creative classes for their senior studies.